Thank you very much. I will give over to you to present to the portfolio committee on social cohesion. Thank you, Chair. And the presentation will cover, I'll speak about the background of the social cohesion program within the department and how it links to the National Development Plan, the impact indicators of outcome 14 of the MTSF, and the specific targets of the Department of Arts and Culture as they are in the MTSF, the coordination and institutional arrangements of leading and outcome, the key delivery partners, achievements to date, and a summary of issues raised in the community conversations that we've been having all over the country. First and foremost, the department led the hosting of the National Social Cohesion Summit, which was held in July of 2012 in Cape Town. And the summit was, of course, attended by representatives of all key sectors of the South African society. And at the 2012 summit, 12 resolutions were taken, and they are listed below, and I won't go through all of them, save to highlight a few, that as a country we are to mobilize society to work together to build a caring enterprise proud society, that we are to fight all forms of discrimination which are a danger to nation building and social cohesion, respect human dignity and equality, promoting freedom, democracy and the rule of law. Expanding an expansion of awards to recognize all those who contribute significantly to nation building and social cohesion. Convene a national social cohesion report back summit in 2014, and this specific resolution was saying the summit is to coincide with the celebration of 20 years of freedom and democracy in 2014. And to develop a detailed implementation plan from the proposals made at the summit. The main objective of the summit was to provide a platform for all citizens across all sectors of the society to map a way forward in creating a caring and proud society. Subsequent to the summit, and as per the 12th resolution, an implementation framework was developed, and it was presented to the President by the Minister of Arts and Culture, the social cohesion advocates, a number of eminent South Africans who played a leading role at the summit, and the then chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture. The Department of Arts and Culture is specifically tasked with the implementation of Resolution 9, 10, 11, and 12. Resolution 9 is about, if I can just go back a little bit, Resolution 9 is about the expansion of existing national heritage and other awards to recognize all who contribute significantly to nation building. 10 is the development of the project management and manual and toolkit, which we use as a measurement tool when we conduct community conversations. And 11 is to convene a national social cohesion report back summit in 2012, which we have planned and scheduled for the 30th of March, and it will happen in PE. And to develop an implementation plan, which I've already indicated that it was developed and presented to the President. In implementing these resolutions, we work together with the social cohesion advocates, civil society organizations such as the MRM, Labour, and other government departments, just to name but a few. How nation building and social cohesion links to the National Development Plan. The NDP has as its vision for 2030 that South Africa will be more conscious of the things they have in common than what they have as their differences. And working towards this vision, there are 5 long-term nation-building goals which the NDP sets out. And the first one is knowledge of the constitution and fostering of constitutional values, equalizing opportunities, promoting inclusion and redress, promotion of social cohesion across society through increased interaction across all races and classes, promotion of active citizenry and broad-based leadership, and achieving a social compact that will lay the basis for equity, inclusion, and prosperity for all. These 5 pillars are what we have then taken into the what we call the medium-term strategic framework, which is a 5-year building block of the NDP to assist government to achieve the 2030 goals. And in the MTSF has 14 outcomes, and the 14th outcome is led and coordinated by the Department of Arts and Culture, and that outcome is specifically dealing with nation building and social cohesion. The following are the impact indicators as they appear in the MTSF, and they are also there are responsible ministries which are responsible for specific indicators, and these are 2019 targets. So by 2019, we must have 50% of women in legislative bodies, and specifically to deal with non-sexism. And the Department of Women is the lead department in this target. Disability inequality index, we have a 5% improvement plan which we are to achieve in 2019, and the responsible department is also the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities. Gender equality index, 25% improvement by 2019, and the same department is still responsible for that. Non-racialism, this is the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, and they are also responsible for decreasing the number of racism-related complaints which go to the Equality Court, and then 5% improvement is required. The presidency is responsible for Inequality Adjusted Human Development Index, and by 2019 there must be a 10% improvement. On the pillar promoting social cohesion across society, presidency is also responsible for the Trust Index, for the Social Cohesion Index, and Sports and Recreation is responsible for instilling pride in our national sporting teams. In the pillar of promoting active citizenry and broad-based leadership, the Department of Arts and Culture is responsible for ensuring that youth over 18 years old belong to charitable organizations, and also to have an active citizenship index, and this will be done by the presidency. And the pillar of forging a new overarching identity, the government communication GCIS is responsible for pride in being a South African, and this they do with Brand South Africa as well. Identity based on self-description, and they will also do a 5-point literate type index on national symbols, flags, constitution, the national, and also the national anthem. But this we as the Department of Arts and Culture, we are also responsible for that. The following is the specific targets for the Department of Arts and Culture as they are outlined in the MTSF. on the pillar of promoting, fostering constitutional values. The first key action is the promotion of the Bill of Responsibility, constitutional values and national symbols amongst children in school. And this we do through a number of programs, the first one being a distribution of the constitution in all the schools in South Africa, making sure that all the schools fly the flag and also have the booklet and poster of national symbols and national orders. And Chairperson, you were speaking about the percentages which make it difficult for the committee to measure. These targets are as they appear exactly in the MTSF. However, if I was to speak about numbers, we have so far distributed flags and preambles of the constitution to about 18,000 schools in South Africa. I think the number of schools we have is in the region of about 20 to 24,000. So far we've covered about 18,000 schools. And yes, there are some challenges. In some schools we have probably more than one flag. We are conducting an audit to see if we have indeed achieved the targets that we have set for ourselves. We also use national days as a platform for promoting constitutional values, and I think as the committee members are aware, when we celebrate national days, generally we find a particular race group than the others in national days. And in the department, we are having a relook at how we structure the celebration of national days. And in one consultation that we had when we were doing community conversation, specifically in Mpumalanga, an issue about national days was raised in one of the community conversations, and the communities were complaining that how we celebrate national days is almost like a reiteration of the bad things that have happened rather than a celebration of where we are going as a country. And those are some of the things that we are taking in as we restructure how we celebrate a national day. We also, on equal opportunity, inclusion and redress, the key action is to promote heritage and culture, ensuring that government invests in cultural and creative industries. And for this, we are building heritage sites and also maintaining existing heritage infrastructure, especially in rural areas. We also were to launch the National Cultural Institute of South Africa, which is NACISA. However, we have a relook at how we are doing NACISA, and at the moment, we are concentrating on curriculum development and making a study on what institutions which are already in existence have and do not have, so that when we get to the point of, if at all we get to that point of actually building a cultural institute of South Africa, we know which market we are targeting and which shortage of skill, if any, are we targeting. So at the moment, the focus is to have a desktop study on what already existing institutions are offering and how, as a department, we can contribute to improving the curriculum. The Sourcing Enterprise and the Art Bank, we have done a feasibility and business plan for both of them. Including also the cultural observatory. We have just finalized the tender on the cultural observatory, and we will be appointing a research company that's going to house the cultural observatory. Libraries, we continue to build libraries, especially in communities that do not have community libraries, and our deputy minister is actually the champion for our libraries and schools program. And in 2014-15 we were to build 17 libraries, and I must apologize up front, I don't have the figures on how many did we actually build in 2014-15, but I will make that information available to the committee. Community art centers. Our 2019 target is to build a community art center in every ward. Currently we are finalizing the strategy and the concept on to roll out the community art centers program, but coupled with that is we're looking at what makes the community art centers that are in existence not work. And we are looking at how we will partner with local government to make sure that if as and when we build new community art centers, they don't become white elephants, but they are resourced and they have programs and projects, and they are used sometimes even as multi-purpose centers rather than just as art centers, and also working together with other government departments to utilize the community art centers. The Liberation Heritage Route, we are to do two projects for the Liberation Heritage Route, which we were supposed to complete in 2014-15, but as a 2019 target, as a NGSF 2019 target, 12 projects are to be completed for the Liberation Heritage Route. And this we do very closely with National Heritage Council. Celebration of national heroes and related artwork for healing. The department is doing a concept on movies that are to celebrate our national heroes. And also looking at the artwork that we will promote for healing purposes. And in the 2019 target, we will have produced two movies on African civilization, such as Mapungubwe. On the pillar equal opportunities, inclusion and redress, the key action is to build non-racialism through community dialogue and hosting of national summit on action plan to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia and related intolerances. We have as a 2019 target to conduct 150 community conversations. And this will lead us to a number of things, including having a social compact in 2019. So far we've had 30 community conversations which we've held throughout the country. And I'll speak about the community conversations in the next slide. We are using the data that we have gathered from those community conversations as a base document for the report back summit which we will have in on the 30th in Port Elizabeth. We also work very closely with the social cohesion advocates, and I'll speak about the role of advocates in a while. And in promoting social cohesion in schools, we place a number of artists in schools to assist the teachers in teaching arts and culture and promoting arts, culture and social cohesion in schools. So far we have placed 240 artists, and by 2019 we must have placed 2,000 artists. One of the things we're doing is to have an MOU with the Department of Education on contributing to CAPS. And translating the resource material of arts and culture, including the preamble of the constitution and the national symbols and the and all the things that we do as the Department of Agriculture, translating them into resource material so that the teachers can be able to teach them, and the artists that we place in the schools become a support to the teacher when they teach arts and culture related subjects. Transform the utilization of currently marginalized languages. We are implementing the Use of Official Languages Act and the South African Language Practitioners Council Act. With the South African Language Practitioners Council Act, we are currently costing the act. It's no longer a bill, it's now an act. We are currently costing the act. We will be appointing a council that's going to be dealing with issues of languages and language as a profession. And with the implementation of the Use of Official Languages Act, departments, government departments and public entities have until the minister gave an extension to May for them to have a language policy, and in the language policies they must indicate which languages are they using as official languages to communicate with the community. And as a department, our big role is to monitor the implementation of this act and to also ensure that previously marginalized languages are not do not continue to be marginalized. And we are also communicating with the provinces and assisting them to also have language policies and to also identify, depending on usage and equitability, the languages that are used in a particular area. So for an example, in KZN, a lot will be printed in Zulu and it will be in Sepedi because the language that is predominant in KZN will be Zulu. We also promote, we use international events to promote South Africa as a diverse social cohesive nation. We have cultural seasons, and this year as we finalized 2014, we've had two cultural seasons. We had the UK season and the China season. Last week we launched the China Year in South Africa, and in 2015-16 we'll be having China Year in South Africa. We're also finalizing the last year of the UK season. But we also have a new focus in the department, which is Africa. And in May, we'll be having, for the first time, Africa Month. We used to celebrate Africa Day, but we have now dedicated the month of May as Africa Month. And we'll be showcasing South Africa and South African talent and art and craft, but also encouraging the African countries to also participate in the celebrations of Africa Month and also showcase their arts and culture. As per the MTSF, we are to have a social compact in 2019. And with the work that we do with other departments, but more importantly with the community dialogues that we will continue to have leading up to 2019, we are working towards having a social compact, and we're working together with the delivery partners of Outcome 14 to have. So we will have probably a number of other compacts, but in the end, by 2019, we must have one social compact. As I mentioned earlier, that the department is responsible for coordinating and implementing nation building and social cohesion. We are the secretariat for the outcome. The Director General is the chairperson of the Technical Implementation Forum, which is the forum of all social plus the Director General and the Minister, chairs the Ministerial Implementation Forum, which is also consists of ministers of the social cluster and ministers of our delivery partners. In the following slides, these are a list. This is a list of the delivery partners. It is not exhaustive. I realize that I missed the Department of Communication, which is also one of the delivery partners. Did I miss MRM? Okay, I also missed MRM. My apologies. MRM is also a civil society organization, which was specifically mentioned that it has to be a delivery partner to Outcome 14, as the deputy president is a patron of MRM and social cohesion. To date, we have introduced a program for social cohesion advocates, and we have about 54 social cohesion advocates. I will make the list available to the committee. I don't have it with me at the moment. And these are eminent members of society who have influence in the various constituencies they represent. And in the program, the advocates are represented in community dialogues. They participate in roundtable discussions, building, leading up to the Report Back Summit. And to beyond. They lead campaigns on different topics aimed at nation building and promoting the spirit of Ubuntu. They actively participate in all activities of national significance, such as national days and commemorative days. They also conduct media interviews on different topics at different media platforms. And key to their role is to promote the culture of tolerance in order to eradicate human rights atrocities, highlight the achievements of communities and the country, and to also utilize all available platforms such as sports, music, art, heritage, celebration, and drama to spread the message of unity and national pride. We've had two conferences since 2012 with the social cohesion advocates, and in both conferences we have the advocates have recommitted themselves. These are people who serve as community advocates without being paid for the work. They make themselves available as and when we require them to be available for certain things in the department. And in both conferences they have recommitted themselves, and they have also outlined a program for themselves so that the work that they do is not necessarily led by government, but they lead the work that they do to continue to influence the constituencies and the communities they represent. As I mentioned earlier, we have developed the manual and toolkit for social cohesion, which we use as an assessment instrument in community conversations. As we roll out, we didn't use it this time, but as we roll out the community conversations in 2015 to 2019, we will be using the manual and toolkit as an assessment instrument. And also I've spoken about the Report Back Summit, which will be on Monday the 30th of March in PE. Most provinces have held their provincial summits. So far, the Northern Cape, they've had theirs recently. KwaZulu-Natal, Gauteng, Northwest was the first one to have, and Mpumalanga. And we are continuously engaging with the remaining provinces to host their summits. Tomorrow, the minister has a meeting with the MCs of Arts and Culture, and on part of the agenda of tomorrow's meeting is to encourage the other provinces that have not had their provincial summits to also do so. And yes, we've rolled out the community conversations throughout the country, and in the slide below, I will just go through a summary of key issues that were raised generally in all the conversations. The committee asked the question, how did we decide on where to go when we were doing community conversations? We worked very closely with the provincial departments and provincial governments in selecting the targeted areas. And we got guidance from the provinces on which areas should we go to conduct these community conversations. The conversations were...
I want to say with provinces, I think as a committee, we want you to be specific. The province is very broad. Who in the province? Is it the Department of Arts and Culture? Is it the Premier's office? Who actually in the province gave you the guidance? I think we, as the committee, want to know that.
We worked with the Department of Arts and Culture in the provinces. And they are the ones that provided us with the guidance of which areas to go to when we conduct the community conversations. And also they also assisted with the mobilization of people who were coming to the conversations with representatives of participants from various cultural backgrounds. The outcome of the conversations, as I said, we are currently just finalizing the analysis of the data, but we do have the overall of the issues that were raised in the various platforms as we were having community conversations. The issues that were raised at community conversations as issues that divide us as a society are listed below, so unequal distribution of resources, the different societal classes, political organizations which divide the society, religion, racism, language, education, service delivery, lack of family values, nepotism, unresolved land reform issues, Member Mahangu spoke about that, lack of understanding of political diversity, inability to accept one another, crime, teenage pregnancy, substance abuse. In all the community conversations, these broad themes are the ones that seemed to be cutting across all conversations that we've had. And this is just a slide that shows the profile of participants for the conversations. And of course, 30%, which is the biggest number, was of black people. We still struggle to have other race groups participate in the conversations, but as we roll them out for between 2015 and 2019, we will be working together with the provinces to mobilize more participation, because we also realize that there is no point in us talking to ourselves, that we need to have diverse people to be communicating, or rather having conversations and dialogue about issues that affect us and issues that divide us as a country. And this is just to show some of the people that were participating. The slides below are a consolidation of the themes on social, and I won't go through all of them, but the themes that we had were socioeconomic factors, societal trust in democratic institutions and leadership, social interaction, cooperation and solidarity, social cohesion and perception of foreign nationals, active citizenship and volunteerism, moral regeneration, intercultural awareness, land and spatial division, national identity and unity, and promoting building blocks in social cohesion. We are also encouraging the communities to indicate what they think would be the solution, rather than having government coming up with solutions. And these are the responses that we got in the community conversations of the things that we can do as government to improve nation building and promote unity. And the communities feel that we should conduct more social cohesion community conversations and encourage all racial groups to attend and to participate, promote cultural festivals for youth, especially in rural areas, enhance financial and institutional support for up-and-coming artists, include the Khoisan communities in all departmental initiatives and programs, increase support for healing of the nation through appropriate community programs, use art and culture as a catalyst for social cohesion. And I won't go through the whole list, I'll take it as read. But importantly, the communities are saying that the department and the government is not visible in communities and do not understand the need of the communities. And of course, an issue of national days, as I mentioned earlier, that we should increase the participation of other race groups in celebrating national days and encourage society to celebrate together these days of national importance. And partner with other government departments that advocate for the implementation of laws and policies that deal with social division, and partner with the Department of Sports in particular to enhance social cohesion in communities, as most communities feel that sports brings people together, and we should have a lot more collaborative efforts with the Department of Sports. This is just the index of the people who were participating and on the different things, so I won't go through these slides. And I will move to the recommendations. These recommendations also come from the communities, as we were, these are just the broad recommendations as we took them from the community conversations, that the community consultation and engagement in the planning of events of national importance is important for buy-in. Rural areas and townships should be targeted for cultural festivals, so we should move away from having everything done in urban areas in Johannesburg and Cape Town and Durban, but try and have cultural festivals in rural areas and townships. The need to communicate more as a society within and across communities should be encouraged in order to create tolerance amongst racial groups, platform for sharing of cultural experiences and solution to societal problems that inculcate a sense of nationhood in societies. The work of NGOs and such as MRM, community-based organizations, schools, media, families, is important in building actively engaged citizens with a culture of tolerance and obligation to human rights. And I'll just jump to the last one. Nation building and social cohesion will fail if government through the Department of Arts and Culture does not increase opportunities for people to honestly and openly engage with one another. And these are the recommendations that came from community conversations. And we will be taking these recommendations, Chairperson, to the Report Back Summit, and some of the themes that are in that we discussed at community conversations and the proposed resolutions will also be discussed broadly at the summit, and we hope to come out of the summit with a clear implementation framework on what next do we do, having seen where we are since 2012 to date with nation building and social cohesion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As I'm listening to the presentation, there are a lot of questions that come to mind. And I think the first one is, it's not a question, but I think what Honorable Fortbaum said earlier, that we need to feel that there's something happening where we are. In my own village, I need to feel that there is this conversation, this dialogue that is taking place, but from my own village, there's nothing talking to what you have presented. And I think that's the problem that we are having. That this thing happens in boardrooms, in hotels, everywhere else, but not where the people are. It is in my constituency. Nothing. We've heard nothing about this. And I think we need to find a way. And it's a pity that you don't have the list of the advocates from provinces. Maybe they are the people that we need to talk to, and just to find out how they operate in the provinces where we come from. I think it's important for us to have that information. If you can provide us with that list as soon as possible, as we are going to the constituency period towards Easter. And the issue that I raised earlier of these percentages, as the portfolio committee, we are charged with the responsibility of oversight. And I don't think the presentations from the department assist us. And if the presentations from the department don't assist us to do our oversight function, then there is a problem. For example, you said there are 24,000 schools and you are having 2,000 artists in schools. 24,000, 2,000. Are you achieving something here? How do we measure you? How do we measure your achievement with this information that you are giving us? Because we are here to measure. That's what we are paid to do, to measure you, to see if the taxpayer's money is achieving what it's supposed to achieve. So it's very important that when you provide us with information, you provide in such a manner that is going to make it easy for the portfolio committee to do its job of oversight. Because what's your plan as the department if you are saying we have 2,000, we have 24,000 schools? Does it mean that other schools do have these artists? Or what does it mean? We need this information as the portfolio committee. And also, what I think is important, as you give the responsibility to provinces to supply you with information to identify those places, as the portfolio committee, we need to know on what basis is this community given this opportunity of having a conversation. What do you want to achieve from that conversation? And the time between your taking a resolution and implementing it, what's the time span there? Because something happened in 2012, we are in 2015. When will the resolutions, or are resolutions what we are used to, of being just in a shell somewhere gathering dust, or are the resolutions that are taken in these conferences made for implementation? Because you keep coming, you had a summit, you're going to have a report back summit, you're going to have that, and when are these resolutions going to be implemented, the resolutions that... And what one other thing, I don't know whether it's me that's confusing me, is that you have this 2019 target, we are at 2015, you're not telling us that. Well, how are you getting to 2019? I think it's important for us as the committee to know, because we don't want to wake up in 1914 and say, but you said you're going to do this, and you said, no, I had problems. We want to measure you as we go. So it's important, if you have a target for 2019, to have ward-based art centers, how are you going to get there? So that we measure as we go, and we know from 2015 that you are not going to achieve this. Because if we're going to measure you in 2019, I don't think we'd be doing what we are supposed to do. Honourable members, it's your opportunity to ask questions and to make comments.
Just it's clarity. Can you go to a slide that's showing that graph, the pie chart, whatever you call that? Yes, you know. This thing confuses me, and I know that it could be because of my level of lack of adequate knowledge. I don't understand how we get those numbers. For instance, and I know, I don't know, I would like to understand, I need to be educated. You see, you've got females 20%, males, what is that? Now, how I get confused is it's a real, I must have been educated, you must send me to some smaller school. To learn. You see, you've got 20 and you've got those figures. Now, and I just want us to stand and when you have a divide between males and females and they make the total, I normally know that the total should always be a complete set, which is 100. When you do a comparison between male and female, on that total, now, perhaps the confusion that is in me is when you put all these percentages in one slide or one chart, and then because I would want to assume that then you have the youth, in other words, when you have the youth of 15%, it means the adults is the difference, which is 74%. You've got the colored, which is 6%. Indian white black. You see this total from colored to black, from where I know, and I know it's old school, you know, I attended school many years ago. So that would talk to issues of race, and therefore the totality is 100%. At what stage and I would then assume that, just to put this thing together, I can see that it's easy to achieve something, but the reverse of that thing could be very, you can actually lead to the, I'm making that assumption. But just for me, just for interest sake, you know, the putting together of all these things in one slide is a bit of a, I've got nothing against it, but I just find it very different and interesting. Now, the slide number 4. They are all number one. Okay. On this thing, the slide that was knowledge of the Constitution. For instance, I'm going to use that one as an example because it will then speak to the rest of the, not that one. In my improvement. Yes. So I'm going to pull just two lines. Your last call line, which is the last one, non-racial is the number of those who were of the opinion that race relations are improving except as a proportion of the total population. Now, the baseline is 40%. The baseline as of 2011 is 40%. The target by 2019 is 65%. This speaks to what the chair was saying. I will call us to look progressively. What should we expect on a progressive year up until the 65? Now, the next line says decrease in the number of racist-related complaints to Equality Court. The baseline is not there. It says new indicator. I don't know what that means. But then 5% improvement. In other words, there is an improvement. There is less, 5% less people who report, I want to assume, to the race relation from which base, you know. So if you just go through most of your what you call, there are those things that when you check, especially those that relate and those that have speakers, it's really difficult to say at what point do we do what. By year X, where will we be? So that you are able to evaluate. Your next column, promotion of social cohesion, new indicator, that's your last line, 6% of South Africans part of national sporting teams. So I'm just saying that I don't know what is supposed to be this new indicator saying, the new index, and so on and so on. It's just for interest, so that I understand when I read, because when I went through the document, I struggled really to understand some of the things. I can see, for instance, the end product, but it's difficult to tell as to what the basic is. Thank you.
Very much, Honorable Member. Honorable Mkhot.
Yes, thank you. I will start with Honorable Mansa. So, in terms of the issue of the child, yeah, the profile of participation for the conversation. What Honorable Masamo has raised is right. You see, IPCHAT sometimes is not convincing, especially if you don't have a summary underneath it. Those who are the scholars, they will tell you that IPCHAT is a managing information. So the information that is there using our demographics of the country, I don't know whether it's for the whole country or the provinces the way it is, it's not convincing really. Especially people with disability. What Honorable Masang has just read, males and female, I did see, but mine it will be only 2% of people with disability. The numbers are there, the percentages are there, but how to convince a person like Kupulani who doesn't understand the issue of a child? And maybe if the department could assist us, how did they came on analyzing those figures? That's why I will stress on the issues of demographics, because we're having 9 provinces as a country, and taking the population that we're having, I think if I'm right, it's plus minus 54 million. I don't know how did it came. Then going back to the report, page 4, page 4. No, or under, yes, you have used the index, in which we know that it's a UN study, the Human Developmental Index. So I want you to ask under the Disability Inequality Index. Then there it said the minister responsible, Department of Women and Children and People with Disability. You said no index, which is where to put it in a baseline, managing information again. You will say you will put zero. You can't just say no index because there's nothing. And I just needed clarity again there, because Department of Women and Children and with people with disability, it was the department that we had. The only thing is just amalgamated with Department of Social Development. But I think it will have its own baseline, because it was a department and it was functioning. Maybe we need an assistant there. And issue of gender equality, again, putting on the Department of Women and Children. And this one, I think it must cut across, not only in this department, because this one is more on the issues of family and violence based, but you will take your support, you will take your correctional services. It's where you will find the members of communities and families that are there. So how did it go? And how did the department verify the issue of the index in terms of this report? Thanks, Chair.
Are there any other questions? Honorable Solis?
number or the exact number is included, but I've never been able to get that piece. Can we also get a clarity on that too? Also, in the city of the window, because in the number of ratings in the case, the baseline is saying this is me. Why did I assume again that the baseline would be, because the new indicator, it should be a zero thing because there was nothing other than the AC in that way. So that if we're talking the report, it does not become there before. It becomes a report of everyone here going access to it. And we should be making simple that giving a testing when you are not there and be able to translate on what you are saying.
Honorable members, can we have responses? Thank you, Honorable Chair and members. I do not have the answers to all the questions that have been raised. Safe to say, the percentages and the baselines and the impact indicators as I've presented them are what is published in the MTSF as it was approved in August of 2012. The process leading to the MTSF was led by the presidency in consultation with the different departments, and the information as it is captured was provided by the various departments which are responsible for the specific indicators. With your permission, Chairperson, I will share with the committee and I'll send it to Ajabulile the MTSF document in its totality, because what I have presented is a summary. And in the MTSF document, is also broken down into years of how we're going to get to the 2019 target, which I think is one of the questions that, or the concerns that the Chairperson had about how do we then get to what we need to do in 2019. So I will share with Ajabulile the complete MTSF document, which also has the explanations of how we are going to get to the 2019 target. The pie chart, I agree that the having gender and race issues in one pie chart is presenting a distorted view. So in the complete report of the Social Cohesion Community Conservation, there's a summary of information of the people who were participating, and it is not the whole country, as in 54 million of people, but it is the percentages of the participants. So with the conversations as we were rolling them out, we're having participants of about 60 people per conversation. We had three in every province, and we had 60 participants per conversation, and these percentages are based on the number of participants in the conversations, and not necessarily the whole country. But I will share the summary of information with the committee. I think the others were comments from the Chairperson about providing the list of advocates which we will do, and that you were not aware that there are conversations happening in at least in your area, and that we should also provide information on how provinces choose the areas that the community conversations are going to be held. I don't know if I've missed anything.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Do you have any follow-up questions? Honorable, no.
My chairperson, maybe I need to make the correction to the department. When I say plus minus 54 million, I was referring on the issues of demographics. Would you that number? Did they get it per provinces or by interranges? Yeah, not to say it was saying in 54. I just wanted to know because banning is an enzyme. Provinces was within natural range in this number. That is the correction I wanted to do. Thanks.
Thank you, honorable members. And in your presentation, you said that you were still costing the act. Were you saying that you are still costing the act? And I think in our understanding as the portfolio committee, you cost the bill before it becomes an act. And if you are saying you're costing the act, then there is a problem. Maybe if you can make us understand if it's the act that you are costing, if you are costing the act, and how do you do that? And also in the seasons, I think as the portfolio committee we have interest in what exactly are you achieving out of the seasons. What is it that you achieve? What is it that you want to achieve, and what is it that you have achieved? Because we were looking, for instance, at the China season, and we were saying that we could look at how other nationals, how they preserve culture, how they ensure that culture is not lost. Like if you are having seasons with China, how do you ensure that you take it as feather rather than the dances and the music and all the stuff? How do you take the content of social cohesion, what you are doing in relation to culture? How do you engage those communities that you have, those countries that you have seasons with? And we would, as the portfolio committee, urge the department, as I said earlier, that when you are giving us information, do it in such a manner that it's going to make our work easy. And as you look at your document, it's not easy for us to have this feel that what you are doing has an impact in the community, and this is what we want to, this is why we said earlier that we want to have this information, that when you went to whatever area, what was the basis? Did you achieve what you wanted to achieve? You had this conversation, this dialogue, then what? So as a portfolio committee, we want to get that information. We want to see if what you are doing has a positive impact in the community. Honorable Foto?
Thank you, Chair. I sense that you are lowering, we are towards the end. One of the key issues, I think Honorable Masango did raise that these stats here cannot be right. Okay, it's a fact, we cannot. But what concerns me, I have looked through the document again and again, and what I see here is division. Instead of what is it, what are the ties that bind us as a nation, as a community, as South Africans? Because we are focusing here on what divides us. Even societal values should not be a divisive thing, should be something that binds us and ties us together. Because social values are universal. There is no group that says corruption is only this, because it says one group is corrupt and the other group is not corrupt. In terms of if I unpack it on a deeper think level in terms of societal values, and we need to reinstall, that means one society needs to have its values reinstalled. If you look on concentrated themes, what divides our society. So also I would really like to see what is it that binds us together. The other thing is I see here intercultural awareness, cultural identity. We should be very careful in terms of when we talk about cultural identity or about any identity. We need to understand how identity develops within a society, how a black identity develops, how a brown or multiracial or biracial identity develops, and we need to understand how a white identity develops. Because the development of those identities have changed over time, especially in the New South Africa. In the old South Africa, and white identity was understood, and we all understood identity development against the background of Maslow, of Erikson's identity formation, which was a white identity. However, that identity for white people changed after 1994. And also, hence the black identity and the biracial or a biracial identity also changed. So let us take out those, if you talk about the cultural identity, then we need to move on a different level. Let's focus on social values. Look at what binds us together and see in terms of how can we build further on that which binds us rather than what divides us.
Thank you, Honorable Member. As I was saying, that the department needs to go back and look at the statement. And so, because when you bring a statement to the portfolio committee, and there are topographical errors in the document, and when you bring it here to the portfolio committee, it becomes a public document thereafter. It goes out there to be read by the whole society. So it's important to look at it, to give accurate information and to give a correct figure. I think it's important. But I'll just give you a minute to respond, if there's any response to what we were raising, and then we will wind up.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. I think I take the comments that the committee has made in the presentation and in the information that we provided. And to the extent that they are documents that we still need to provide to the committee, I will give those to Ajavini. Chairperson asked if what we achieve with the seasons. We use seasons for a number of reasons. One is to promote the people-to-people contact, to promote the South African art culture and heritage, and certainly to learn from other countries and communities that we interact with on how they have achieved values, societal values, and also socio-economic values in their countries, and how we can take that and adapt it to ourselves. We started the season program in 2012-13 with the French season. It was the basis of an agreement, a commitment, which the two countries had. And we had the French season in South Africa and South Africa season in France. And we've recently just finalized the report on lessons learned with the French season, and that report can be made available to the committee as well. And in the report, we have identified, for example, the markets that we have opened for our artists who participated in the French season. And the French season was slightly bigger than the other seasons that we are having at the moment, because it also involved business, it involved our wine here in Cape Town, it involved food, it involved business. So in the report there is information about what we have learned, what we have achieved, and where we're taking it forward. We are continuing to improve on how we implement the Citizens Program. And as I mentioned earlier, the focus at the moment to 2019 in the department is to actually promote Africa, African culture, and African citizens, and to promote people-to-people contact within Africa. So as we finalize the China and the UK season this year, in the coming years we will be concentrating more on Africa and promoting people-to-people contact in Africa.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Lone Ranger. And please express our disappointment to the department, because when we invite the department to the portfolio committee, we want people to account. And the people who are working in this area should have been here. The people who are hands-on, because we want to know exactly what happened when they organize this and when they implement this very important part of the department, section of the Department of Arts and Culture. And I had asked earlier the COO of MRM to be part of your presentation, because we want to ensure that you kill the silo mentality, both as entities and the government departments, to look at how you can work together to ensure that the resources, the minimal resources that are there, are utilized optimally. You use the little that you have to achieve a lot. I think it's important, because if you are having community conversations or dialogue, MRM is having their own dialogue. This is not the way to go. We need to look at how, as I said to them earlier, that we don't need to get the budget, but we need to be part of the programs that are being implemented by the department. This is a very important program within the department, and as I said earlier, we want to be able to measure you. So please improve on the manner in which you are reporting to us. Make it user-friendly, because if you don't do that, we will keep on asking questions, and we don't want to ask questions for the sake of asking questions. We want people. We are public representatives here, and we want people to feel the programs that are there. But thank you very much. We hope the DG was able to do the work that he was supposed to do in the first aid. But we'll get a report from him when he comes here. But thank you very much. You are excused. We are now going to deal with the committee matters. You are excused. Thank you. Let us, honourable members, look at the minutes of the meeting of the 10th of March, is it?
members, can we look at the minutes? Can we look at the minutes of the meeting of the 10th? Of March. The eyes of March. page 1. The meeting that we had with Samuro. Page 2. On page 3, the first paragraph. He also indicated that some members have their own medical aid schemes and it would be unfair, It was evident that some of the problems that were prominent with the artists were that there was no, you know, And also, the last paragraph on 3, Mr. Dlamini also, like Masisi informed, revenue was very small. I don't know. Are there any other corrections, honorable members? On page 3. Maybe the issue that we raised, that we, I don't know whether it, but there was an issue of us having meetings with all the entities, with all the other organizations that are linked to this. I don't know whether it should appear here. I think it should appear here in the minutes. Because we said, okay, Sandro is here and Sandro is saying, I'm only representing these people and this one belongs there. We want all of them in one room. So that when Sandro says it belongs there, we said, can you please answer the question? So I think this was something that was raised in that meeting, that we appreciated what Samro was saying, but we felt that we need to dig deeper because we want the welfare of the artists, you know, to be achieved. Is there anything else, honorable members, on the minutes? Can you make a proposal? What are you proposing?
No, it's just a technical issue, which is in the manner which you were dealing with. Let them just go through the whole document so that the issues you were raising were one is for those that are the problems of the.
I was proposing that we don't adopt the minutes today, or are you proposing that we adopt the minutes with the correction? That's what I'm asking for.
So what can happen is they can correct it and perhaps just bring it to you, and then once you have it, then it's fine. But in principle, we can support the minister. The question I wanted to ask, which has been dealt with properly here. You see, in these minutes, they put you there as chairperson, which is fine. And then they enlist other members. Now, is it a routine that Umemba Tom should be printed there towards the end of last but one? Because, you know, it, as chairperson, normally, you would have a chair as the first person and indicated to the chairperson. Unale system is you follow a alphabetic sequence. I don't think it's... For anyone who reads these minutes, we will be confusing people because we put the chair anyway instead of putting the chair as the first person, irrespective of his surname being almost T or Z. But chair must be chair. She must be the first person from where I don't know. I didn't see any legislature. But it looks funny to me when I read this thing.
I think that if they can, it maybe it's how they are supposed to do it alphabetically, but maybe put chair in brackets wherever the chair is. I think so. If this is how they are supposed to operate. We don't change their way of operating, but we just put chair in brackets wherever the chair is, whether it's at the bottom or... Honorable
Hoodpong,
you have your hand up.
No, I'm not at the chair issue. I'd just like us to the discussion with point three, the last sentence, which was problematic to you, to be rewritten. That whole sentence. From it was evident that some of the artists that was prominent were artists, while there was no mentor program to assist artists when they enter the sector. You know, that whole sentence we just rewritten.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable Macron.
Thanks, Chair. On the issue which Comrade and Honorable Masango was raising, the problem is that if they follow a political order, when you go down the other names where parliamentary officials, they did not follow that. If it's the logic, let it be that. But the sentence, I think paragraph number on discussion, that you said they must correct, they must also use proper language. Remove wasn't, didn't, did not, was not, proper language. Thanks.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Are there any other corrections? Yeah, I think they've taken note of all this.
You see, when you look at the other minutes, they are nicely crafted, I must commend them. Because they start with explaining what the entity is. Now, Lapisambo, that's the weakness in the document. It's not crafted in the manner in which the other minutes are crafted. I think it would be fair that they... You remember when they came here, there was a member who said, I did not know what Asambo, I mean... Samro was until today now. So the document of introduction, we must, in the same way as we explain Ubuti, Nelson Mandela is a performing art, I mean, it's a or pan card is this kind of a thing. So we must explain SAMRO is a non-governmental that which is responsible for this, you know, that kind of information, so that whoever reads this document will then understand why we have called them when they are not
an entity.
You know, just that beautiful background, a cover, which what is it, how is it constituted, and what is it, that information is crucial. And I think in all our documents, my reports especially, that is read. I hope that, because these are many, I will go to every report. Yes. We're not going to have a report. Yes, exactly. Now that we're not going to have a report, I think some preamble will then help. Because I would have said, then let's take it to the to report. But if we don't, then I think that's good. Why are we not going to have a report? Okay. Sorry, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. But now I'm taking a decision on the issue of the minutes, that we can't adopt the minutes until we have a new set of minutes that includes the areas that have been suggested here and corrected the errors that are here. So in our next meeting, we have to adopt the minutes of the 10th of March. In our next meeting, they are going back to be rehearsed. Are we agreed, Honourable Member? Honourable
Chairperson, because we have raised corrections, and Achabulile is going to note those corrections that we have raised, why can't we adopt the minutes with corrections?
The reason why I was saying that when we just had corrections, it was fine, but there was a suggestion that we need to have a preamble of saying what SAMRO is all about, because at one stage these minutes are going to be for public consumption. And if somebody just picks up the minutes and say and read this, that person wouldn't know what this organization is about. And why in the first place as a portfolio committee we would call this organization. And there's a decision that we took that our report, our minutes should educate whoever comes across our document should be educated at the end. So I think in that spirit, when we are going to add something, I thought it should come back to the portfolio committee for it to be for us to read through it again, because if we adopt it, then it's going to be our document. And if it's our document is out there, it will be like the, what's that document? That Pencil's document that the board said it was there, and when it was, you know, it was, there were so many questions, you could see that they are like, I think we don't understand this. So this is why I'm saying that if it was corrections, if we were going to correct only, she has captured those. But if we have to add a preamble that's saying SAMRO is an organization that deals with this, and you know, there's more information now that's coming. So members should have an opportunity of looking at that.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Now, let's quickly go through the report. Minutes of the 17th, that we had at the end. The minutes of the 17th March that we had at the NCOP building. The committee was meeting the Department of Arts and Culture. on the state of legacy projects and infrastructure maintenance. Page one. Do we all have the copy of the minutes? Page one. Page two. Yes? Another member?
On page one, I think it's paragraph number two. I can't understand the logic there, how the minutes were seconded, adopted. If you go through that paragraph.
On page two of the minutes?
Yeah, page two of the minutes.
Which paragraph?
I think it's page two of the minutes, consideration and adoption of the minutes. And oversight report. Do you see that paragraph?
Wait. A minute. That we adopted and seconded. The check and second. Can I? Second minute. But how did it? You were the ones who were writing. We can't second the meeting. And if they are members, that were they. Because there were so many members who were present in the meeting. And I'm supposed to chair the meeting. Thank you, honorable member. Are there any corrections on page two?
Something that's missing. I don't know whether we should reflect, but the lady who made the presentation, in her presentation, said the change of leadership affected the progress of the rollout of the infrastructure. To which a matter that we queried, I don't know whether we should leave it uncrafted. It was a very serious matter. And if we don't capture it, we are not going to be in a position to follow it up, because my view is that that matter needs to be followed up. Because I doubt that that woman would have raised that thing in the presence of her leaders. And if she would, then we must keep it. Because I know departments have a tendency to make statements in the absence of their principals and then connect what is what. So I don't know, but I send guidance on that matter, but I'm of the view that we needed to have raised it and even query it on the other side, and we reflect it as a matter that we'd like to follow up, because we then must the minister and the deputy will need to account as to how they actually interfered with the rollout, because that's an allegation that was made by an official from the department.
Yeah, in fact, minutes are a reflection of the discussion within any meeting, so anything that we discuss should appear in the minutes. So I agree with you. Honorable members, have you captured that? Okay, I think it's because Ujabu left the meeting midway. Yeah, so I think they have to speak together with Ujabu, who later assisted. Okay, now we understand what happened. Okay, then are there any other issues? Honorable members, are there any other issues on page four? think the spirit is captured at the end, that portfolio committee, we were not satisfied at all. It captures our dissatisfaction about the manner in which infrastructure projects are handled within the AC. So it captures that. And can we then, because there are no errors that have been found, or a few, and also the addition of the issue of the political interference that has to be explained even before, in front of the political leadership of the department. Is there anything, honorable member, that we need to add to this? Does anyone of you want to propose acceptance?
I would like to move for the acceptance with corrections.
Thank you, honorable member. Thank you very much.
And may I ask, there is a section where in the minutes where it indicates that members disputed the extent to which the political leadership or the political leadership change played a role in delaying operational projects of the department. So maybe you want us to, or members want us to emphasize a little bit on that.
Here in the presentation, in the part of the presentation, in the report, so that that thing speaks
to something that's there, yeah.
But also, not that we disputed it, because we can't dispute it because we don't know. It's just to say we question.
Because they were not there to agree or to disagree, but I think the acceptance has been moved and seconded. But I think take into cognizance the issues that have been raised. Can you then, honourable members, go quickly to the report? As you know, that these reports were turned back. And we asked members to add if there's anything that they felt was left on the report. Can we now go to the report, the first report, our first oversight report?
Sure. Just one smaller matter. Wherever they are talking about members, the members of the portfolio, where they raise the chair, they say ANC chairperson and leader of the delegation. So.
First page of the report. Because I don't know whether this is it necessary or is this how you do it when you say you actually specify where we come from in the report while you're not doing it in the minutes. I don't know whether you are doing it. It's the manner in which you do it in the report, but in the minutes you don't do it. What's the logic behind that? If we may know as the committee.
It's the template to take you back. So we get the template, but even though we said that we would change it because of how you wanted to capture it, we could still go back and just file up from our manager whether or not we can just leave the political part of us or...
What you are saying is that where my name is, you say ex-dom, ANC, Uyedwa, you want in brackets, could be brackets, in the brackets, hey, you're okay, and the chairperson, whatever, you want. What you do is you close the bracket and then say chairperson and the leader of the delegation. It's very important. I think it's just an oversight or an error. Can we then go to page 2? Page 3?
I've been made certain comments on the report. I emailed them to Jago last night. I hope that if they are comfortable with them, they refuse them. No serious matters. They just cleaning of the document. I don't want to belabor the meeting with those things, but I was just raising those things, and I think just that I didn't send them to everyone, I should actually have copied all members, but I only copied Chabu. I don't know whether the chair would want me to speak to those matters, but I felt it was unnecessary. I just wanted them just to improve the minutes.
Okay. Maybe just to briefly tell us, because we want to what we want to do today, because we took this back today, we want to adopt them so that we are in a position to take this forward, because you know that taking long to adopt our resolutions, then I think it will take long to be implemented. So if we can do that now, but just to say that the manner in which this is done, I want to commend, you know, the staff, because they went back and did exactly what we said they must do to do, you know, a job that's going to ensure that the issues that we discussed are here. So if you can just highlight of the areas where you want additions to be made.
Thank you. All I said is that the reports are beautifully written. I was actually commending them that they are nicely captured, I think. But I then raised the issue, for instance, on PenSouth, on the report we are dealing with, on page 3, 55.2, sub-clause B, that where it says the PSA was not consulted during the appointment of the CCEO. Now, this creates an impression that we are saying so. So I said they must rework it so that it is them. Yes, when you read this thing, you must see that it is not us who are saying they were consulted, but they allege not to have been consulted. If indeed it was necessary for them to be consulted, I don't know. But I think it should be their issue. And then across C, it likely there has been a mushrooming of the organization structure, particularly in the senior management, which has led to an inflated top level. I said a bloated. So that's what I'm saying. Except those kind of things. And then on 5.4C, the cancer patient top management. The following issues emerged during the meeting with the middle management. See, the use of consultants need to be examined. Now, it does not give such, if it is possible, that's what I said, if it is possible to make sure that we can improve on it, if it's not, then it's fine. But I'm just saying, I know that senior management were querying, which was, we have professionals, they are professionals. But the PENSA goes out and hire consultant to do the work that they are able to do. So it results in wastage. I was just saying that if we could improve those sentences in that manner. And then the last matter that I think I raised is on page 7, item number 7.1, which is on page 5, it says the turnaround search should be submitted to the political PC as a matter of agency. Now, the use of abbreviation is something that is a bit of a problem, but yeah, if we could improve on that one, use the portfolio committee. But it says, we, the committee, because this is a recommendation, we are saying, the committee and DEC, meaning DEC and PENSA must come up with a turnaround strategy and that coming grounds of strategy must be submitted to the portfolio committee. Instead of saying as a matter of agency, if we had a time frame, I can't remember whether we did have a time frame. So I was saying let us have that deadline because agency may mean different things to different people. I think that's the kind of recommendations I was making. And then I also added that because in the first area when we arrived in the latest report on page number 2, it says during the visit that all of which these people were not at work. So it's a finding. My recommendations, we are not saying anything about it. I'm saying we need to speak to a question of non-adherence to the hours of arrival at work, the working hours. The question of the record keeping, which we identified here, record keeping. But the findings, the recommendations, we're not saying anything, and I was saying we need to say something about that. And then there is an issue that is raised here, Ubuti. There are no meetings with staff, and I know that even as we left that entity, we had said they must have standing scheduled meetings penciled so that they can deal with the issues. I think those are the three additional measures that are not captured, which I felt needed to be included.
Honourable Member, and I think those are being captured as we speak, because I've been trying to do that as we speak. Are there any other areas in this report of cancer?
I forgot to raise, which I have emailed to Chabu Wuti. We have not said anything about the Auditor General in the report. I know that I would give you those metaphors, but the reason why we went to Pensac was in the May, informed by what we got from the AG, and therefore I just felt that we needed to have had a word, issue with CTV and the AG going forward.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. We are capturing the issues that you are raising. Are there any other areas on this Pensac report? Can we have someone proposing if we are fine with what has been raised and what we are seeing in front of us?
Proposed, Chair.
There is a move and there is a seconder. Thank you very much, Honourable Member. We go to the Nelson Mandela Museum report. First page, it's the same thing that was identified in page 1. Then we go to page 2.
Just it's something that I did not raise with Uchabu, but when I reflect on the content. There is something that can you allow me to read this thing? The portfolio, having conducted an oversight to Nelson Mandela, performing Parkhurst and Winnie Brough. Basically, introduction. The Nelson Mandela Museum, performing arts of Free State and Winnie Brough are declared cultural institutions in terms. These are managed by a council. Now, it's when you read it, it's like it's one council that manages them, all of them. I think if the city is managed by various councils or their respective councils, then I'll be fine with the document.
Just honourable member that that is true. It's noted and it's being changed. And on page 2, if we look at the findings, the second paragraph, since its establishment, the Nelson Mandela Museum has been characterized by leadership stability and acceptable levels of financial do you see that? Yeah. Because are there any other areas on page 2? Can we then go to page 3? Yeah, are we done with the Nelson Mandela? Let's do that in that session. There are no problems with the Nelson Mandela one. Can we have someone move it for the... Okay, on the youngest report. Okay, let's go to Parkhoff then.
There is something, and I know that now I'm not sure where I'm going to find it, but let me just run to what I have written to Jeff. In the report here, we reflected on the appointment of the CEO and the CFO. We have not raised an issue about the COO. So it's important that we raise the issue with the COO, both Kuma findings as well as Kuma recommendations. But whilst I'm on the floor, Chair, something, and I know that you pardon me that I'll jump into page 4 of my recommendations, which is our findings that to the effect that the appointment of the 1.2, in this case, CEO and COO, procedure. Although we may be wrong, but the fact that we were unable to find concrete documented information, whether the board said and took the decision, I think some way we should include it. And then I know somewhere I raised the issue as a direct last line on organizational. Where is the organization? Oh, the organization and outlook. The last line says the organization was also riddled by allegations of nepotism, as staff had a belief that employment practices were orchestrated to favor certain individuals that had favorable to management. I assume we are missing a word here. The connections or whatever thing to management. Whatever is missing there must be included. This is a allegation, no, suspicion. We actually said we wanted to know when, I mean, we were told that property is likely belonging to this one, the hospital. And the hospitals were renovated, they were looking beautiful. And the hospitals was making money from the local things because the Calabando never sold. So we did say something about which there is a need for an investigation to look at the whole land issue. Remember, they have not received their title deed, something between them and Gauteng, City of Joburg, whatever, and that thing is not appearing here. And none of who owns what, and none of which, because this money is not used to renovate the if it is, then it means we will have to invoke, we'll have to then request the government to consider calling upon the unit, if needs be. But yeah, it's something that we are not sure of, but perhaps if an investigation is conducted, such matters could be considered.
Honorable members, I put the report. Honorable Mokhotse, you move for adoption of the report. Can I have a second? Honorable Mokhotse, your Honorable Makonde and Honorable Tulis. Okay, thank you very much. Proceed to the last report, which is the National Library of South Africa. This was a very interesting oversight report. Page 1.
Wherever the ANC chairperson appears, that is correct.
That should be, yeah.
I think I'm fine with this report.
Are there any other issues, honorable members? There being none, can I have a mover for the adoption of the report? There is a motion for adoption. Oh, you are sure that big, Alan. Okay. Thank you.
I move, Chair.
Honorable Zubedi, so moves for the adoption. Honorable Mokhotse, thank you very much, honorable members. I would like to thank honorable members for the work that they are doing. I know there's always pressure, and we will do whatever is in our powers to ensure that the work that you do is recognized, and the work that you're doing at the end of the day is something that the communities that voted us into this legislature are going to be proud of us. And we want, as the as the management of the portfolio committee, to ensure that we're doing everything in our ability to ensure that the reports that come out of this committee are reports that can assist, reports that can ensure that the people benefit from the mandate of the department that is our responsibility. I want to thank you very much and encourage you to do more. As we do more, communities are going to receive more of the services that are supposed to be rendered to them. And those who have, I declare the meeting closed. Members of the committee, can the members of the committee, honorable Suledi, would like to say a word to members of the committee, and staff is excused. because the flagging of schools, the department would like to know the dates in your provinces, because they want to prepare for you. The only thing that you have to give them is a date where you will be present, so that they do all the arrangements. They consult the Department of Education, they do the groundwork, but you just say as a member, you will be there to officiate or to ensure that the program is done. Yeah. So they are waiting for those dates in your provinces.
Thank you.